We welcome you to another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast.
You may own many mansions, much silver and much gold. You may have success in life and feel you've reached your goal. But all of this can't save you or satisfy your soul. Unless you've got salvation, my friend, you've missed your goal. You never really lived till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord. When you get acquainted with Jesus, everything seems new. The things that you once hated are the things you love to do. You'll go to church on Sunday and attend prayer meeting too. It'll make you love your neighbor and all of your enemies too. You never really live till you've known the Lord, till you felt His presence, trusting in His Word. Day by day beside Him, as on the path you trod, you never really live till you've known the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting that through the Holy Spirit, You'll make our broadcast a blessing. If there be any unsaved in our congregation, we pray that the love of God and the precious Holy Spirit will reach them, for we know that Jesus came and gave His life so that we could have life. So bless this broadcast to each one in our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the broadcast with you from week to week. We do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. If so, we would be grateful to hear from you. And at the close of our broadcast today, we'll be giving you our mailing address, and we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast.
Today throughout this land, cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that is not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
Happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life,
it's a happy life, walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way.
He
He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life
walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Abundant Life, and our text of Scripture is found in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Whenever we think about life, and I speak for the moment about physical life, we have in our world today those who advocate very strongly the idea of evolution, that we evolve from some lower species. You know, some years ago, and it was quite a few years ago, there was a trial held in the state of Tennessee. A man was charged with teaching evolution because it was contrary to what was believed by many people at the time. But you know, today it might be the very opposite. A man might be charged and brought into court if he believes and teaches in creation rather than in evolution. But I am one who believes the Word of God, and the Apostle John, or Paul rather, tells us in First Corinthians 17, that God is the one who gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. Now, I realize that we are living here in this time world, and we are born, we grow, we work, we eat, and many get married, and all of us die sooner or later. And we are made to wonder, at least some are made to wonder, is this all there is to life? Well, our text says that the thief comes. Does this verse speak of someone breaking into your home, stealing some of your precious items, and maybe killing you physically? No, that is not what the Master was talking about. And that was not what he was referring to in this passage of Scripture. The verse that we have as our text today, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, speaks of Satan. And the word Satan means adversary, and we call him the devil, which means destroyer. Now, the Bible says that Adam became a living soul. God formed man out of the dust of the earth, and he was lying there on the ground, a perfect physical being, and he was lifeless until God breathed into his breath the breath of life, and then he became a living soul. The Bible clearly states there is a spirit in man, and the Bible also says that the body without the spirit is dead. So there is a spirit in man. We are what we would call a twofold being. The Bible says, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But again, that's John 10 and 1. But again, Jesus was not talking about physical thieves breaking through and so forth. He's talking about that soul, that spiritual soul that we have in this house of clay. And he's talking about us becoming a Christian, entering into the sheepfold. And he said, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You are robbing your soul of eternal salvation if you try to climb up some other way. In other words, if you take a form of religion, join some religious church, but really do not know Christ, have not entered into the sheepfold, you are robbing your soul of eternal life. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And that's John 10 and 9. And he said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, when he said, I am come, let's think for a few moments. The angel Gabriel visits Mary, a young virgin, at Nazareth, and he tells her that she is going to have a child, and that the child should be called Jesus, according to what the angel told Joseph. And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem, not Nazareth, no. They journeyed down to Bethlehem, and Jesus was born there in Bethlehem. So he said, I am come. And he came by natural birth, although he did not have an earthly father. The power of God came upon Mary, and the Holy Ghost enabled her to conceive in her womb. And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And he continued, presumably, with his parents until he was about 30 years of age. And then he went to the Jordan River and was baptized by John. Entering into the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he entered into his earthly ministry. He went about Galilee, also a limited way, in Samaria, and then in Judah, around Jerusalem and that area. He healed sick bodies. He fed the multitudes. He cleansed the lepers. He cast out demons. And he raised even a few from the dead. And he taught the way of life. And then he gave his life so that we could have life. So Jesus Christ came as he said. Now, they found fault with him because he ate with sinners and publicans, but Jesus let it be known that that was the reason he came. He did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but he came to call sinners to repentance. In his conversation with Nicodemus, he told Nicodemus that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We're also told in the book of Luke, chapter 18, beginning with verse 18, about how a man came to Jesus and said, Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And so this man knew that Jesus Christ was teaching that it was possible to have eternal life. His death on the cross, the people there, even the disciples, thought that was more or less the end. We thought, the two on the road to Emmaus, we thought it was him that would restore Israel. They didn't realize who they were talking to, but they were talking to the resurrected Christ. And so his death and then his resurrection made it possible for us to have eternal life. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, and Paul also says in the book of Romans that one of the conditions for us being saved from our sins is to believe that God raised him from the dead. For we must not only believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, but we must also believe that he was resurrected from the dead. Now, when we understand and believe that Jesus was crucified and was resurrected, we then have hope of the resurrection ourselves. Because he lives, we shall live also. Jesus in his teaching said, Marvel not at this, For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So Jesus said in John 5:28-29. But there is another resurrection that I want to speak of before we go further in the thought of the literal resurrection, and that is a spiritual resurrection. You know, whenever we knowingly transgress the law of God and sin, we die. The wages of sin is death. God said in Ezekiel 18:4, Behold, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the sin of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And God told Adam, as you remember, that in the day that you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall die. So whenever we reach the knowledge of right and wrong as a child, and then we knowingly, willingly commit sin, we die. And we stand in need of being resurrected from that dead state of sin. And that's one reason why Jesus Christ came into this world, so that we could be resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. The Apostle Paul tells us in the second chapter of Ephesians, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, that means to resurrect, who hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So many people who believe in a literal kingdom and a thousand-year reign misunderstand the Word of God when it comes to the matter of the first resurrection. The first resurrection is not a literal resurrection of the righteous 1,007 years ahead of the wicked. The first resurrection is the resurrection that I just read about, being raised from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. Jesus taught us, I quoted from John 5:28-29 a while ago, but now let me refer back to John 5, and this time let me read verses 25-26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So the Father, as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. So Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary, and rose again the third day, so that we could be saved. Verse 24 of John 5, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And Jesus, again, was not talking about physical life or physical death here. He was talking about us having that abundant life in Christ, that eternal life that he came and made possible for us. So the hour is coming when all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. We are told by the Lord Jesus in John 25, or Matthew 25, that he will come and he will separate the good from the bad, as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. Verse 46 of Matthew 25 says, that those on the left-hand side shall go away into everlasting punishment. Those on the right-hand side shall go away into life everlasting or eternal life. Now, let us look at 1 Corinthians 15, which is known as the resurrection chapter. I want to read beginning with verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I would that these who believe in a literal kingdom would accept what the Bible says. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom, and the only way into it is by being born again, as Jesus told Nicodemus. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, in other words, be dead in the grave, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Whenever we are resurrected, and I speak for the moment of the Christians, when we are resurrected and this mortal puts on immortality, there will be no more death. No, it shall be life eternal, eternal life. And that's what Jesus Christ came for, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, not only in this time world, but in the world to come. Let me read from Revelation chapter 20. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Where are you going to have a millennial reign of 1,000 years? When Christ comes, the earth's going to flee away. It's going to pass away, and we found no place for it. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You get your name written in the Lamb's book of life by being saved, by being resurrected. And you keep your name in the Lamb's book of life by living a holy, righteous, and a godly life. And whenever you arrive at the judgment bar of God, if you have your name recorded in the Lamb's book of life, you'll be able to hear Jesus say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So now Jesus came. He lived among men. He died on the cross. He rose again on the third day so that we could have eternal life. And eternal life can be found only in and through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ came that we might have eternal life, not only in this world, but in the world to come. I thank God today for such love, for the Apostle John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." And the wonderful part about it, the glad news, the good news is that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. And whosoever will may come. No, this predestination doctrine is not biblical. Jesus Christ tasted death for every man, and that includes you. Jesus came, suffered, bled, and died on the cross, and rose again the third day so that you could have eternal life. And if there be those listening to us today who are outside the fold of God, let me encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart, repent of and forsake your sins, be born again, be resurrected, and have life eternal through the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth that has gone forth, and may hearts be blessed. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. We do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. And if so, I would be thankful if you'd take time to let us know. And our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And if you have a prayer request that you would like to share with us, I invite you to write and record or give us the request, and we will be happy to pray with you about your request, whatever it might be. Again, our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. Our morning service, Sunday morning, begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and they are broadcast live over the Internet. You may also go to our webpage and read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and there are other services there, and we have an archives for our church services. If you're not able to join us when they are broadcast live, you can go to our archives and listen to the service also. www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Avner Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Believe it go to Calvary for me, there to hang to his death on a tree, till fire were the only one to redeem. I believe it go to Calvary for me.
I held the key to prosperity and the wealth of this world in my hand. I'd give all that I own if these eyes could be shown just a glimpse of his love for this man. But I believe go to Calvary.
for me. There to hang to his death on a tree. If I were the only one to redeem, I believe he'd go to Calvary for me. Yes, I believe he'd go to Calvary.